Okay, these recordings have been put together in our continuing mission to make sure everyone's questions are answered and their responses and different things that need to be fed into. What's happening is today is definitely a very strong day from all angles. Like, everything just came in its extremes today. And so we'll just get started right off with this. Who cares what day it is and time it is? Channeling. What happens is that Earth itself as a dimension, when you're attempting to channel something, you're going to get first, the beginner in channeling is going to get first the strongest signal that's available here. And if you're, and this is of course for ethereal channeling, this is for someone who's trying to contact other life forms. And so because of the religions that are here all still being based on a lot of the Sumerian texts, when a person opens up the channel in the beginning, what they get back, if they don't understand how to filter it correctly, will probably generally be information and knowledge from those beings. So this is why channeling in itself is not something that really should be engaged in unless the person has the natural gift, because you're opening up a world that is already populated and you're making communication with beings that will respond back. And a lot of people just are fascinated with that just within itself. So if they ever get an answer back, they normally obey the voice that they hear and deem it as God. And things go on from there. But many things can tap into the human frequency if the human is calibrating their body to do that. And going right into the television, it's really getting into the time. And what I've seen with the Code to the Matrix this far, even from, of course, being present with all of this going on for the last year and a half with the site and the book, it's now getting time for application and the manifestation of what has been brought forth and talked about, meaning that it's now time for individuals to put that extra step in to get themselves on a higher level. It's basically this: if you're doing something to give you energy, then you're going to have energy. If you're doing something that's going to take your energy, it's going to take more energy than it normally used to. This is as the two sides start becoming more and more either together or apart. And what this is about is, of course, the body is split in two, and the higher knowledge is to make the both sides balance. But what we're actually facing here is, because many people are gravitating towards one side, they're finding a split within their selves. Old ways are either having to go or completely go into the old way. And this is also happening when you have an external manifestation of yourself, like a friend or a wife or a husband, or, you know, these type of things. We find that there's either the couples are growing closer together, or they're growing more apart as we get into this this lineup here. And you can also notice that when you look at one side of a person's face compared to the other, if you just make a conscious panning from one side to the other, and you'll notice that there's becoming one side that's becoming more prevalent, or you just could tell that you're dealing with something else on the other side. And the television itself, I said all that to say this, that now it's time to start applying what we've learned. You were given the instructions, and now it's time to actually start passing those tests or inspections, if you want to give it that term. With the television itself is a very dangerous tool from the standpoint of the television itself is a very, very dangerous tool from the standpoint of the frequency that it emits first. When you turn on television, the noise that you hear coming from the back, and of course, if you even sit around that, you'll start to feel the radiation that's coming from the different transistors and things that are in the radio, that are in the TV. So not only that, what is there that's actually wholesome these days on television, you know, until we get on TV? But serious, it's so much going on TV these days. Everything is not as it appears. And that's what we're going to show when we finish the Decoder film, which is definitely closer to getting done. And it just shows how every single sign, every single symbol, just that alone, it shows what it means. And it takes a few movies where this is going on. But in addition to that, like I said, it's the actual frequency from the TV. For those who just have to have the TV, what you should do is when you turn it off, you should unplug it. And then you should cover it with a black cloth, because the television itself is more like a portal. Everything is crystals. This is liquid crystal now. And so the knowledge of the ancient ones was within crystals and magnetics. So anything to do with that type of structure could be something that they can interface with. And the TV not being such a positive tool these days, in its hexagonal format, not to mention the high definition TVs and what their formats are, but or their aspect. What needs to happen is that when you put something black over the TV, it basically looks just like a black hole. Everything looks black coming into a dimension. So if it's just black, then there's no indicator that that's actually a portal to travel through. And again, this is just for those that have to keep the TV around just to keep interfacing with news or something like that, although most things are available on the internet. And that allows you to use your computer, and then with your computer, you could change your desktop wallpaper so that your eyes are not focusing on a skipping around screen like you have an actual desktop. Just for Angela, she asked what, I know this is kind of, you know, we're still answering all the questions here. She asked, what was Leo Fantalis? And this, of course, being one of the highest esoteric words in the elite initiation, Leo Fantalis and Pahanuk. And just to show you how the phallic worship that's been going on, and, of course, the steeples on churches to obelisk themselves being the symbols of the phallus or penis, that their serpent and lion cults, or the lion cults are also the sun cults, because the lion was known to be the sun, of course, with the large mane. And so the penis, the Leo Fantalis actually means the penis of the lion, and the Pahanuk means the penis of the dragon. And these were known as the highest titles that could be given, because this meant that you had already come into communion with the entity. And for many that are not aware of it, a lot of females are aware of this more than males, but I don't know what the ratio actually is, but a lot of these beings attempt to have some type of sexual reaction or sexual intercourse with the individual to some type of level. So when the actual initiations are taking place, it's more prevalent there. And moving right along, I synced a word the other day that raise, like when you say you're going to raise your child, raise or son, like sun rays. And so what they're making a person say is that they're actually going to emit sun rays on the child, or even deeper, rays is actually one of Ra's names. So you're actually saying that, oh, I'm going to raise this child, meaning that I'm going to Ra it. I'm going to make it Ra. And people think, today again was a very strong day. Some of the comments that came across the site and YouTube that were really unwarranted. You have to realize that when you get information, it's like you can look at MTV and they could say something and do something that's totally offensive and people will laugh. People won't even write the station and say that was very offensive. But when they're actually able to talk to someone, like if you're able to talk to me, it's not because, you know, that's not an opportunity. That's an opportunity where you're getting closer to whatever your life goal and life quest is, where you can actually talk to someone who's going down the same or going up the same path. We're going up the same path together. So my agenda here is to not allow anything to become to a hindrance of my spirituality, and that's what everyone has to do. You have to safeguard your spirituality and not allow others to come into play and affect it. And that rolls right into attempting to convince others to change their lives. What's happening here in the earth is people are not the same. They weren't created the same. They weren't created equal. Just you have to understand that some people can dance and other people can't. But those other people can learn to dance. So some people have a lot of spirit and some people have a little bit of it. And some people can, and those people with a little can gain some, while also the people with a large amount of spirit can lose it. So keeping that in mind, and if anyone feels that whatever's coming across, because we're not going to stop, we have way too much going on here, and there's people that are depending upon this, our whole species is dependent upon this. But if you feel like that it gets too much, then take the blue pill. It's just that easy. Go back into Wonderland and, you know, see what they have for you there. This is something that is put forth that we all have to put effort in. So if people can screen what they say and just address it the correct way, it's not ego at all. But at the same time, you have to realize that it takes a lot to do anything. And there's people of less character that get a lot more respect these days. And so I just want to make that clear. And I also want to personally take out time to say thank you for the donations that have come through. It's allowed me to free up some more of my time to be able to do this, which is, of course, the most important. And the main thing was taking this to, like, I've now collaborated things with Twitter and with Facebook and all of this stuff so that we can get to more people, because that's really the objective. The objective is not about me. I could really jump into a volcano. I mean, I don't really care from the level of this being an ego-driven thing. What I'm interested in, I'm interested in seeing the progress of individual spirituality so that they feel the same happiness that I felt multiple times and continue to feel in different occasions of when you've actually got something that has real substance to it. And so I thank you for listening today, and feel free to post your questions in the area that's been designated to do that. And I have no problem with getting with you and letting you get some answers.